Some people have made careers out of questioning religion. But what happens when an entire society questions it? Or just stops caring about it? Phil Zuckerman is a sociologist who spent a year in Scandinavia interviewing nearly 150 Danes and Swedes about their theological beliefs. In his book, Society Without God, Zuckerman says that while a vast majority of Americans believe in God, most Scandinavians are, by contrast, quite happy to forget about religion.
If asked directly, a majority will say they do believe in God, although it's markedly lower than here. So in Sweden, for example, it can hover around 50%. I've even seen lower. Danes, it's a bit higher. Around 60% of Danes will say they believe in God. However, when you probe that and ask them, well, what do you mean by believe in God? The true sort of secular soul emerges. To them, God is an very abstract, very fuzzy thing out there that they just don't really think too much about. In fact, there are some surveys where they ask people, you know, how important is God in your life on a scale of 1 to 10? And in that category, the Danes come, I believe, you know, last in the world, where only about 20% place any importance on God in their life.
Well, that really sets the stage, the ground level for the study that you did. But it's fascinating to an American because I think here most people, if asked, would say that if you don't have a general belief in God, you can't have a moral society.
That was one of the biggies that I wanted to explore, and one of the real passions underlying why I took on this project and why I wrote this book. I was really writing it for an American audience, and specifically for those among us who sort of believe that, well, you know, you have to have God at the center of your life. God has to be a significant part of any culture, or else that culture will be immoral, chaotic. And that's just simply incorrect. You know, it's a sociological assertion in a way. I mean, if you say, okay, you know, we need to have a strong faith and belief in God, and this will result in a moral society, well, that's something we can go look at. We can go check it out. We can, quote unquote, test it. But the fact of the world today is that in places like Scandinavia and elsewhere where religion is marginal, these societies are still quite moral, quite ethical, especially when compared to very religious societies such as our own.
What about specific issues, though? There are things that I think everyone would recognize as events in our lives that cause us perhaps to turn to religion. There was a conversation you had with Jens. You had a long conversation with him. And his wife died of cancer when she was, what, 40 years old? And they had a small child at the time. Now, you would think here in America that would cause Jens to question life, to question fairness, to rail, or perhaps to pray to God for guidance.
Exactly. And quite the opposite. He simply had a sort of almost, I don't know, Zen acceptance of, you know, this happened. It was unfortunate. Here I am, you know, my daughter's 4 years old and her mother's dying of cancer. And it was hard, but he sought help with friends and family, and even I think a little bit the church, if I recall. And he did tell his daughter, well, mom's in the clouds or in heaven, because he felt like she needed to hear that at such a young age. But I think the Scandinavians have it right in a sense that I do think religion provides a lot of things that humans do need. I think we like community. We need social support. We need life rituals, cycles of life rituals. We need celebrations, songs, and all those things they still have in abundance. And I think that's a really important lesson that a lot of the new atheists, I think, don't like to talk about. They just want to sort of slam the theology without recognizing the other good that comes with religious culture and religious life.
There is, in fact, a fairly strong tradition of Christianity in Scandinavia, specifically a strong Lutheran tradition. And people will baptize their children and have them go through confirmation, and they marry in the church. But even then, they don't see it as essentially religious in nature.
I would say that's correct. The vast majority will baptize their children. Many of those children will grow up to get confirmed around age 14. Most of Scandinavians like to get married in a church and buried in a church, but it's certainly not for God. And I ask this specifically of people who baptize their kids, why did you do this? None of them said it was for God or for Jesus or for saving their children's souls from hell. In fact, Scandinavians have the lowest belief in hell on the planet Earth. So these things are done, I think, for social and communal reasons and not for, you know, saving our souls from everlasting punishment.
There's a point early in the book when you ask a series of questions. In fact, I think it's right at the beginning of the first chapter. You say, what are societies like when belief in God is minimal, church attendance is drastically low, and religion is a distinctly muted and marginal aspect of everyday life? The answer appears to be, in your mind, strong models of societal health, and that, to an American, is almost anathema.
And you know what? So funny, though, we can see it within our own borders. We can simply look at states that are the most religious in terms of church attendance, Bible study, belief in God, belief in Jesus, and we can see how these states are faring, and we actually see the same correlations. The most religious states in our own country have the highest murder rates, the highest drunk driving rates, poverty rates, domestic abuse rates, they're the worst schools, the worst hospitals. Correlation is not causation, but the correlation is so significant, not only internationally, but even within our own country, that again, the least religious states are and countries are doing quite well, at least according to these standard sociological measures.
Make it personal for me. There was a moment you describe, I think it was just before you were going to leave Denmark. You took a bus ride in the city where you lived. Would you tell us about that?
The bus ride, you know, actually it was my wife that prompted me to write about that. Just one day, it was in the middle of my stay there. I was going to meet someone downtown for an interview. And, you know, Aarhus is a big city. It's the second largest city in Denmark. So it's not some, you know, quiet little hamlet somewhere. And I caught the bus and I'm just looking out the window. And I see all these children on the bus, first of all, coming home from school, unaccompanied. You know, these are young kids that are able to navigate the bus system without a problem, without parents. I see old ladies. The buses are designed so there's certain seats for the older people. There's certain places for them to put their things. And I just looked out the window, and what did I see? These amazing bike lanes that are quite wide and safe. I saw well-groomed parks and women jogging and men jogging. And I saw the ocean looking beautiful and the harbor. And the bus, you know, stopped on time at each station, announced each station, and I got off my bus and I just felt the pleasantness of this city. I walked to my cafe where I was to have an interview, and I thought, my goodness, you know, I wish every American could have taken that bus ride with me. And I wish I could have said, look, these are countries that allow for gay marriage. These are countries that, you know, people are not that religious. The politicians certainly are not religious. These are countries that do not believe in the literal word of the Bible, that do not mandate prayer in school. And look at what a pleasant place it is. Look how it's working. Look at what a modern society can look like. And yeah, that's what I wanted to write about.
Phil Zuckerman is a professor of sociology at Pitzer College. He's the author of several books, including Strife in the Sanctuary, Religious Schism in a Jewish Community. I spoke with him about his latest work, Society Without God, What the Least Religious Nations Can Tell Us About Contentment.